You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
You're welcome back to the programme. If you want to win our €100 voucher for the pop-up stockroom clearance sale of Don't Call Me Dear Boutique in the Ivy Boutique in Galway, this sale taking place tomorrow and on Saturday, then tell me the name of the Liverpool soccer manager, please. And if you want to win one of our Brady family ham, Christmas hams, the pre-cooked hams, fabulous, tasty, and giving you a chance to enjoy Christmas that little bit more as well, get in touch right now and tell us why it is that you should win. We will be giving away those prizes very shortly indeed. But before we finish in Tulla this morning, we can't come to East Clare and not talk in some form, and indeed hear some traditional music. And I'm joined here now in our outside broadcast unit by a local concertina player, Mary McNamara. Good morning to you, Mary.
Good morning, Gavin.
And thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning. Clare is the home of traditional music, but in East Clare, do you say you're the real home, shall we say?
We'd like to think that we are, but I think in general Clare is very recognised worldwide as the home of Irish music.
And we were just talking off air, you were talking to me about the teaching that you were doing, and one thing that I never failed to be impressed by is the talent and the enthusiasm of young musicians from this county. There's no hesitation or slowness, it seems, amongst many of them in picking up a concertina or a fiddle or whatever it may be and keeping the tradition alive.
Absolutely. It's so strong here. And I think they're following on the footsteps of the musicians who have gone by. And there is a great love and passion for the music in County Clare.
Is that because the tradition is so strong that it stays there? Or what do you put it down to?
I think the strength of the tradition that's here in this county is certainly the main reason for it. And I think young people have caught on to the fact that playing music is actually a wonderful thing to be doing, because it gives them lots of opportunities to travel and to meet other people. And,
yeah, absolutely.
And I mean, like, they have... By going to flowers and going to concerts and going to festivals, they have widened their experience in life.
And actually, you're right in that, because we divide our youth very often. They're on their phones, you know, whatever it might be. Bad language, we talked about at the top of the programme. Yeah. But you know what? In some ways, a lot of them are so much more clued in than I was at their age. And you're exactly right in that, in terms of looking forward, in terms of thinking, if I do this now, there's an opportunity. Mm. Maybe it won't happen, but, you know, there's an opportunity down the road, and more that we see, the better, you know?
Yeah.
In terms of traditional music as well, there's also strong effort locally, you were telling me, not just in terms of preserving and nurturing it here in East Clare, but abroad as well.
Absolutely. Irish music is so, so strong abroad. No matter where you go in the world, you'll hear an Irish tune. There is no doubt about it. You'll meet Irish musicians, you'll meet Irish people, and it's recognised. That's the lovely thing. I remember being in Tokyo about 10 years ago and playing in what they would have called a local session in the pub, and musicians from the locality turning to me and saying, "Do you know John Nocton's? Do you know Joe Banns?" And it's lovely to hear that.
Yeah.
That's, you know...
And what do you put that down to? Why do you think in the Far East that they're playing the same music you're playing in the West of Ireland?
Well, number one, they love it. It has caught on. I think... You know, the likes of Martin Hayes and myself, people like that recording has sent the music out there, and people have just caught, and they've caught on to the nice, simple tunes like the Joe Banns, the Bill Mallys, the John Nocton's, and they're the tunes that have actually captured people's attention, and they're the tunes they want to learn. And it's lovely to hear those names being mentioned.
Absolutely. And, you know, we were just talking about tourism a short while ago, and, you know, the scenery is a calling card and the welcome is a calling card. Music should probably be a little bit higher on that list. I know when we market Ireland abroad, we market it with Irish music, but it's often contemporary stuff. I'd love to see a little bit more of the traditional, you know, just catch your ear, whatever it might be, you know, because a night out in a session in a pub is a wonderful experience for anybody who I've met from abroad who's come to this country, you know.
I agree with you. Yeah. Totally.
And in terms of the international stuff, we've seen it obviously with the Flana in Ennis in the last couple of years too. You talked about the playing in Tokyo. They came from Japan.
Yes.
And elsewhere, of course, particularly for the first Flan in Ennis as well. There's also, you were telling me, a strong link between this part of Clare and, is it Camden in London?
Oh, Camden, Camden Town in London, yes. Karen Ryan and Pete Quinn, who are two musicians from Ireland who live in London. We have, Karen and I have a long friendship going back through music, and Karen teaches a lot of music in Camden, like I do here in East Clare. So we linked up 2 years ago and decided that we would do an exchange with our students.
Mm.
And we're on the fourth leg of that exchange now, in coming in February 2019. The first leg started when we brought a group to Camden last November, this time last year, actually.
And
they came back the following year in February, and we have been back since this September, and now the final leg is happening in February.
And what do you think the youngsters are getting out of that?
Well, I think they're just the whole idea of meeting other people and listening to how people are doing it in another country, and learning different tunes has been a big part of this. Having to learn another repertoire, part of our exchange project is where we exchange tunes in advance, probably 6 months before we travel there. And so the students have to learn each other's repertoire, so which means we have a common repertoire when we meet.
Very good.
And there is that. And just, you know, discussing schools and lifestyles and all that kind of
making
thing.
Making friends and all that sort of stuff. Mm. And you talked about opening up opportunities. That's the sort of thing, does it?
Absolutely.
Going forward. There's a bit of noise a second ago. There's some street sweeping going on here in Tulla. You're going to play a bit of music for us now. There's no brushes, so they won't be dancing around them outside. But you got the concertina with you this morning, Mary. What are we going to hear?
I think I'll play two hornpipes, which I learned from the playing of PJ Hayes, leader of the Tulla Kelly Band.
Very appropriate indeed. Mary McNamara, take it away. Wonderful stuff there, Mary McNamara from here in Tulla. Her albums include The Ladies' Cup of Tea and Note for Note. She's got loads of gigs coming up in the new year. Enjoy them when they come. And thanks for joining us this
morning.
Thank you,
Gavin. Thank you very much.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.